The numbers say different.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I've heard tale that some people are buying houses, and I swear I've seen people walking out of stores with bags in their hands. But this morning's numbers don't really back me up. The latest Case-Shiller Housing Index came out, another 18% drop in home prices. In the top 10 cities, it was 19%. Those numbers have fallen now for 23 straight months. Now, on consumer spending, for the last three decades at least, you could count on retail spending going up year after year. It happened every single year. But a forecast out this morning says this could be the year the shopping died. More now from Marketplace's Steve Henn.
The National Retail Federation forecasts retail sales will fall by 0.5% this year. Here's the group's Ellen Davis.
The National Retail Federation has never forecast negative growth.
Until now. Davis says there are lots of reasons consumers are snapping their wallets shut, declining home values, a depressed stock market, but the biggest is the trouble in the job market. In the last few days, there have been thousands of new layoffs, and the unemployment rate is expected to climb above 8%. As dismal as these projections are, Davis says they could be worse.
If an economic stimulus package is not passed, all bets are off.
She says the forecast assumes Congress will pass President Obama's massive stimulus plan, and that by the end of the year, the economy will be growing again. Or at least, that's what retailers are counting on. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve starts a two-day meeting today to talk about interest rates. Interest rates? What interest rates? The Fed cut them to about zero last time, but I'm sure they'll be talking about other ways they might be able to help the economy. So far on Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points, about 0.5% to 8169. The NASDAQ has gained 13, and the S&P 500 is up 7. Big day in Japan. The Nikkei gained 5%. Japan's government said it was bailing out some non-financial companies. And European shares are down a fraction so far. The profit reports keep rolling in. This morning, Hershey said profits shot up 51% last quarter. I guess people are taking comfort in chocolate. And later, Yahoo reports its earnings. Things have not been pretty at Yahoo lately, but the company does have a new CEO. Marketplace's Janet Babin has more from the Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Just 2 weeks on the job, Yahoo's new CEO, Carol Bartz, is taking over a company that's had its ad revenue slashed by the recession. It's frozen annual pay increases and last month laid off 1,500 workers. Bartz could announce more changes later today. Consultant Charlene Lee with the Altimeter Group says Bartz has got to capitalize on Yahoo's search business.
Is this an asset to move forward with? Is it something that could get the shareholders more money? Her predisposition going in, and she said this, is to keep the search business. She cannot imagine Yahoo building a successful business without it.
Last year, Microsoft offered to buy Yahoo, mostly for its search business, but Yahoo botched the merger. The company remains one of the top internet destinations. Keeping those users and making money off them may be Yahoo's biggest challenge. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, constantcontact.com. And by the Repossessing Virtue Project. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
Over the weekend, voters in Bolivia approved a new constitution. It calls for redistributing land so that Bolivia's indigenous people can have more of it. But there's strong opposition to that idea in the most capitalistic parts of Bolivia, places where President Evo Morales isn't welcome. Those areas just happen to be where the natural resources are. Morales outlawed biofuel production. But as I said, there's strong opposition in those parts. We have this report from Annie Murphy.
The soy plantations of Santa Cruz are dusty and sweltering hot. 30 years ago, this was all jungle. Now, tractors harvest mile upon mile of soybean fields. But truck drivers like Herman Justiniano were having trouble getting the soy to market this season because of a fuel shortage in Bolivia.
We've got a big problem with diesel, don't we? There isn't any. And it's really hurting the agriculture industry.
Some farmers have suggested using those same soybeans to make biofuel. That's what other South American countries are doing to solve their energy shortages. But right now, using food to produce fuel is illegal in Bolivia. Juan Pablo Ramos is Bolivia's Vice Minister of Environmental Affairs. He says his government is taking a stand against biofuel because it cuts into food supplies and harms the environment. That doesn't faze entrepreneur Mario Moreno. His company makes biofuel on a small scale, and it's used only as an additive in fertilizers and pesticides. Or at least that's what he tells the government. Inside his office, Moreno pulls out a jug of biodiesel made from soy. He says the thick, golden liquid is perfect for running car engines and farm machinery.
Instead of crying and standing in line for gas, we need solutions. The way out of this fuel shortage is already in our hands.
Like Moreno, many farmers are getting fed up, so they're banding together and planning to use some of their crops for biofuel. Environmental Minister Ramos says that will lead to a direct confrontation with the law. Meanwhile, gasoline shortages continue nationwide, and the soybeans that some believe could be the answer sit in the sun and slowly rot, waiting until truckers find more fuel. From Santa Cruz, Bolivia, this is Annie Murphy for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.